Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendlemania 420. It's actually, it wasn't 420. That's just a funny number, Miles.
Yep.
It was Trendlemania, otherwise known as WrestleMania 40.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I only know because I'm as old as WrestleMania.
Oh, is that right? And
yeah,
it's an annual event.
It's
not like UFC where they just like every couple weekends there's another one.
No, I've been to one WrestleMania, WrestleMania 14.
Well, I am Jack. That over there is Miles.
Yep.
And we are thrilled to be joined by super producer Ian Johnson in the house, who, as we were about to start, mentioned that this year's WrestleMania was one of the great WrestleMania that has happened.
What happened?
Okay, so
three words describe WrestleMania.
No, I'll give you 40. The full little spiel. So depending on how far back we want to go, you know, Cody Rhodes, son of the late great Dusty Rhodes, who's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. You know, he left WWE in, I believe, 2017, came back 2 years ago. Everybody was hyped. They like lined him up for a huge run. He got injured, so he had to take like 9 months off.
Mm-hmm. Like a real world.
Yeah, no,
injured,
he got hurt for really tore his
okay,
pack.
Gotta go.
Oh, it was
damn.
Nasty.
I did that too, dude. I get that shit, dude. Tearing your pack, bro.
I shred my pecs every day.
He missed like 9 months, and then he came back for Royal Rumble last year. Won Royal Rumble, as you know, winner of the Royal Rumble gets championship match at WrestleMania. So that was the big story. You know, he's like going to finish the story for his dad because his dad never won a championship in WWE, so he wanted to do it for Dusty. Get to WrestleMania last year against Roman Reigns, who's been champion since like 2019, historic run, loses. Everybody was pissed because they wanted Cody to win, but you know.
Oh, Roman Reigns beat him last year?
Yeah, but obviously Roman cheats. He's a heel. He didn't win clean. So then that was the buildup for the whole next year. Cody won the Royal Rumble again this year. So he challenged Roman again at WrestleMania. But then this is where The Rock came back. Because The Rock and Roman are cousins. People have been like wanting a Rock versus Roman fight for also a year. So The Rock comes back. Cody is like, you know what? I'll let you fight Roman at WrestleMania. And in the moment, everybody was like, oh, this is sick. But the reaction on social media was actually like horrible. People were pissed because they wanted Cody to have his moment.
Sure. The real wrestling heads.
Exactly.
Know.
So.
And also The Rock just criticized social media by calling out woke culture. And I applaud him, really. You know, this guy.
Say that on mic.
He gets it.
save those for off mic.
I mean, yeah, baby. You know?
Yeah.
But so they smartly pivoted and realized, oh, okay, like people really want this Cody Roman fight. So they pivoted. Which is really good storytelling. They turned Rock and he went full heel mode. He became the bad guy, joined Roman Reigns. So now it's Cody versus Rock and Roman.
Oh.
It was just masterful storytelling. We were back to like almost Attitude Era levels. Rock is dropping F-bombs on TV. There's blood on USA. Like, they haven't done blood on like a non-pay-per-view event in forever. So we're like, it's good. We're back. This is like peak wrestling.
Damn.
And it just culminated at like an incredible, incredible main event Sunday night, where Cody, spoiler alert, defeated Roman Reigns. He ended his like 4-year title run. The Rock wrestled against Cody, tagging with Roman Saturday night, which like set the stipulation for Sunday's match.
Got it. Okay. Wow. So there were some stipulations.
It was like bloodline rules for Sunday, which meant like Roman could do whatever he wanted, basically. So like all his whole faction came out and fucked with Cody. The Rock came out, but then it was like Avengers Endgame, like all the portals were opening up. So then like John Cena came out to help Cody.
Wow.
Undertaker came out to help Cody.
No.
And then, you know, Cody.
Paul Bearer came back from the dead.
Yeah.
Wow. Right?
And he beat Roman Reigns.
Damn.
Finally won this championship in WWE.
Damn, son.
For Dusty. It was just like masterful storytelling. I'm obviously giving you like the very abridged Cliff Notes version of like 2 years
that
of storytelling.
That was the abridged version. Yes.
But it was masterful.
So. Masterful. Masterclass.
That's what you missed, Jack. That's
and The Rock did a whole ass heel turn in reality, too, going on Fox News. His falling, Michael Douglas falling down glass.
He's a method. He's method, dude. Method
he's
wrestler. Method.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to be a bad guy everywhere now.
Yeah,
amazing. Well, thank you, Super Producer Ian.
Of course.
I have something to talk about with my stepson. Thank you.
I've already got the Cena jorts on. You know that just to try and like kind of make him think that I'm cool. The Cena jean shorts that like go down to my calves. All right, Miles, let's get into the eclipse happened yesterday. And
We're still here.
We survived it.
Yeah.
I looked upon it through my eclipse glasses.
And like I said, I gave a couple cheeky no looks, just a quick one.
You took a cheeky glance.
Cheeky glance. Yeah.
You were apparently not the only one. It turns out a lot of people just raw dogged the eclipse with their eyeballs. This is according to Google search data, because they like along the path of totality, there was a huge uptick in searches for things like, why do my eyes hurt? And my eyes hurt.
I love just treating Google like a fucking your mom or a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah.
Google, my eyes hurt. Okay. And was it because of the eclipse? Hopefully not. Oh, yeah. Poor.
Can eclipse hurt my eyes? That was another one. Yeah.
Can eclipse hurt my eyes? And it wasn't just all the searches weren't just coming from North Hollywood, California, from one stupid guy who kept looking up me. It was actually, I love how it just mapped like the path of like the part where you absolutely should not be looking at it. They're like, might have to do a quick glance here. And then it's why my eye hurts.
Yeah. I mean, we're in better shape, not in the path of totality, because it'll still burn, like it'll still hurt your eyes to look at it. The problem with the path of totality is you feel like you can look at it and then your eyes get burnt. Or as one search trend said, quote, eyes hurt after looking at the eclipse? ?
So normal?
This normal? But yeah, unless you have presidential ocular immunity like Trump in 2017, you are not supposed to stare directly at the sun during an eclipse. So I don't know.
And I knew that. Yeah. And I didn't look for
people
who were asking.
You chose to take the risk.
People have asked. I didn't look for more than like maybe a third of a second. I literally just tried to be like,
which I've done.
Like, it's shit
to the regular sun. Like I've done to the regular sun, you know, give it a quick little beep.
Yeah.
Up there like, oh, I can't. Oh, I can't, mom.
If I got to sneeze on a knife's edge, that's when I do it. I give it because I'm, you know, I got a little photosensitivity when I do that. Achoo, comes right out.
When do you have to sneeze on a knife's edge?
Like, you know, you can kind of be like, oh man, I can feel a sneeze coming on.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And
you're
like, and it ain't coming. Then you got to, then I just give it a quick sun glance. I'm like, blah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Just to like get it out before you like walk into a quiet room or something like that.
Before I deliver a eulogy. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Jesus. Other eclipse stories. First of all, like some of the mainstream media, like these are some of the, I think it was Wired. There was some aggregation of like the best photographs from the eclipse. There,
right.
There was some really cool footage from like Dallas. I feel like I saw where it just, they just turned the sun off down there. It just
I thought JFK was going to come back.
It was really spooky. And like the video footage was really cool. But then like these aggregators of like best eclipse photographs, maybe like photographs aren't the best media for capturing the eclipse, because this one collection that I saw, I think it was Wired, was just photo after photo of only the sun.
It's like pre-eclipse,
identical over and over. I was just like, yo, what is,
no way.
Yeah, this looks exactly the same every single time. But anyways, some cool pictures. Shout out to the people who, you know, took videos and shared the path of totality with us. That was all my kids' school let them do, was just like watch videos of it, because they didn't want their ass out there looking directly at the sun. So they just watched it on YouTube, I guess. A bunch of people got engaged mid-flight on one of those Delta Eclipse passenger.
Oh, yeah.
One of those Delta Eclipse flights.
Yeah.
A couple took off from Austin on Monday to witness a total solar eclipse from 30,000 feet in the air, landed in Detroit, happily engaged.
Oh, great.
So that's cute. Happy.
Good for you.
Happy
you
stories.
On your path of totality flight. May you, many happy returns to you.
Yeah. Cincinnati, there was like a mass wedding. Bunch of hippies, you know? So, yeah.
Eating that chili and spaghetti.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and take through a bunch of other things that are trending. We'll be right back. Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back, baby.
And 25 million is trending. There's a couple numbers trending. 25 million. Numbers?
I feel like we're doing 538 or something.
Million? Yeah.
Here's some numbers. By the numbers real quick. 25 million. What's that, Jack?
What do you
think
that means? That's the amount of money that Biden is hoping to, or no, that's the amount of people whose debt Biden's hoping to forgive. Is that, do I have that right, Miles?
I think you got it right, man. We're never wrong about this stuff.
Who is this guy, Bernie fucking Sanders?
who is this guy? Was he running for re-election or something? Yeah, he is. And I guess, yeah, like, perfect. Yeah, great. Perfect. I love debt forgiveness. I hope it is able to happen, because as we know, the sort of ebb and flow of this is like, yeah, we're going for it till someone sues. And then, we'll see. Then we'll see.
It's nice when the people in power like transform into like rich divorced dad who's like, hey, what, how about I buy you a trip to Disneyland here, kiddo?
Right.
Because they need our support. So yeah, I mean, that on one hand, that is democracy working, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, okay, I need the people to like me. What do they want? I will do that. Okay, now apply that same logic to many other policies that people are screaming about. And some are actually resigning from your State Department. Gaza. So yeah, this one is like, you know, looking at all kinds of things, like up to $20,000 of accrued interest could be forgiven. There's just automatic loan discharge for forgiveness eligible borrowers, for long-term borrowers. It's a pretty robust effort. So hopefully this can go through, and it's not just to be like, oh man, we fucking wanted to, dude. Then there was appeal, and
this will be challenged in court. Like all the timelines that are being mentioned where it goes into effect before the election are almost certainly purely theoretical, because the Supreme Court's last ruling on this basically said that student debt relief would have to come from Congress, and that probably isn't happening. So there's going to be a legal battle, but good that he continues to put pressure on this policy. And hopefully it's not calculated and purely symbolic gesture at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Cause there's a lot of pump faking that, as we know, that politicians like to do. And then you're like, oh no, but I pumped though.
Yeah.
I could have shot it. I didn't.
Right. Elizabeth Warren is talking about genocide. She's saying that legally she thinks the actions of the Israeli military the Israeli government do qualify for genocide and will be legally found to fit the description of genocide by the International Court of Justice.
Someone asked at a town hall meeting. I think it was at the Islamic Center of Boston. And one of the people, I'd imagine like a constituent or someone who was there specifically, was like, okay, the ICJ, you're like, you think it's plausible Israel has committed acts of genocide? And then she's like, quote, if you want to do it as an application of law, I believe that they'll find that it is genocide. And they have ample evidence to do so. Wow.
Damn.
That's pretty unequivocal from somebody whose first response to this was, I'm fully behind whatever they do. But we're starting to see a lot of people peel off now. And we'll see where that ends up. I'm hoping that as soon as possible, obviously this is some kind of end to the hostilities. But as it stands, I think right now there's still back and forth between Hamas and, as they describe, a very stubborn Israel, because as Hamas puts it, they're like, anything we put forth, they just out of hand reject. So it doesn't feel quite like a negotiation. But again, this is how these kinds of things work. I know nothing about diplomacy, but I'm glad to see that a senator is able to look at the situation there and be like, yeah, that's bad. And yeah, that might meet the legal definition of genocide. I'm smart enough to make that observation.
Again, it does seem like democracy working, where the public pressure and the public opinion on this subject has made it so that people can actually be like, yeah, that is really genocide. That's fucked up.
That looks bad. Yeah. Yep.
Looks bad.
I wasn't sure how to move based on, I had to look at polling first. You have to forgive me. But
they
now,
are politicians after all.
Yep. Okay. Look, yep. Looks like it's safe to say the truth out loud.
We do have an opinion from an AMC executive who, I'll just read the quote. We continue to learn and evolve, Miles. We would have never imagined the Dune thing. We would have never created it, knowing it would be celebrated or mocked. This is
what are you talking about?
The Dune thing about the overwhelming response to the sandworm bucket, which
the fuck bucket,
with the soft wormy tendrils driving people to go crazy with demand for shy Halussi shaped vessels.
Shy Halussi. Oh my god, man. Yeah, it's funny to see that the evolution of like a corporate idea, then the internet does their, or they're like pervert thing, and they're like, God, guys,
what?
It's not Grimace come. It's not Grimace. But I don't know. I mean, y'all are fucking with it, so I guess maybe canonically it is, if it helps sell things. And now they're like, oh God, I wonder what the next thing they're gonna do. It's like everything just can't. I don't know. Don't make the Dune fuck bucket anymore. But honestly, I think you did a good job with it, AMC. Who cares if people
don't
think
look
it's a gift
fuck horse in the shy Halussi shaped mouth. Just accept it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, Producer Bay puts it very eloquently, quote, but the bucket was so obvious.
Yeah.
I think to anybody who's ever seen a sex toy that's meant to be penetrated, you're like, oh, yeah. That's like a fleshlight with a bucket on the end.
Yeah. So we'll be interesting to see if people, I guess this one was pretty obvious. The Grimace shake, there's not much people could do.
Well, we did that. There. We did that.
We did cause that, and I do blame us and less McDonald's. McDonald's couldn't have, although the fact that it's purple and he's purple and it's
McDonald's doesn't have the balls to say that it's Grimace come. All right. Yeah,
thank you. 18.7 million.
Another
figure
number
of the day, 18.7 million.
Yep, my proposed salary that I'm asking for next year. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I think it's fair. But yeah, this is actually the number of people who tuned in to watch the women's NCAA college basketball championship game between Iowa and South Carolina. Apparently, this is like the most watched sporting event, not including football or the Olympics, I think, which is fair, since the NCAA men's championship between Virginia and Texas Tech in 2019. So it's pretty
it's the most watched basketball game in 5 years.
Also, I mean, it's wild though too. My heart goes out to South Carolina because all the cover, like there were a few headlines that were like just centering Caitlin Clark in, I get it. That was her last stab at getting it. But like also South Carolina went undefeated the whole fucking season.
Yeah.
Like that's no easy feat. Like only 10 or 9 other teams have done that. And
speak for yourself, man. I think it's easy. But yeah, I mean, we go undefeated. We get 200 episodes of the show undefeated.
What was that one I said I could do that Luca did in that one Dallas game?
the hook the left-handed hook shot.
Yeah. I could do that shit.
Yeah, it's easy.
same arrogance. Yeah, I could do that shit. Fine. I could hit a left-handed hook. Just give me like 300 tries. But yeah, this is, rightfully, Caitlin Clark got a lot of interest in like women's basketball, college
Caitlin
basketball.
Caitlin Clark
this
is
year.
The reason that this was so popular, I think.
For sure. But I just feel bad. Like the team that actually wins and does also something remarkable. Like the reason they won too is like Caitlin Clark was basically the whole Iowa team, and South Carolina was way deeper. You know, they have a lot of fucking options. So, shout out to them. Shout out to Dawn Staley. And I think that's her third title that she's won.
Third title, first time undefeated. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a run for just basketball in general. Like a really cool, the whole women's tournament was a really cool event for basketball fans, I think.
Well, and it was full of like revenge plots too. Like LSU knocked out Iowa last year. And then this year, Iowa knocked out LSU. And then Iowa knocked out South Carolina. And then this year, South Carolina is knocking out Iowa. It's like just, it was a great, great back and forth. The real question now remains whether or not she is going to be headed to the draft. But I think she is.
Who,
right?
Caitlin Clark? Oh, she's definitely. Yeah, she's definitely going.
She said she was. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. It was like, is she going to take that big check from the big three? Or, and I'm like, no. I'm sure first a competitor
I guess that one is also an option, right? She goes to the big three.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing is you want to go and compete with the other people who are the best in the sport, regardless of, because I'm sure Caitlin Clark will have many, many opportunities to make money that isn't just from the league maximum, which is like, I think only like a 200 something thousand, which is wild.
Yeah.
And hopefully this will bring in more, more revenue to the league and people can get paid like a actual good salary for being the best at what they do.
I mean, I'd be interested. The question that's been on my mind is whether Dawn Staley goes to the WNBA, because it's She's had an incredible run at South Carolina, but now I think the interest is going to turn up on the WNBA now that Caitlin Clark is going there. And, after next season, Juju Watkins is going there. If not this season, I actually don't know what her decision is there, but like there's a ton of really great players that are going to be joining the league pretty soon.
I thought you meant like Dawn Staley is like, yo, you know what? I'm suiting back up.
She, really? I know.
Yeah, fuck it.
She was like a top pick, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, you could do it. You could do it.
All right. Those are, so this has been a sports episode. We got wrestling. Yeah. We got women's college hoops. That are a list of some things that are trending. That are list. Mm-hmm. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Get the vaccine. Don't stare at the sun with your bare eyes. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.